Now we are ready to start.
Would you walk the dog instead of me this Saturday, Alan? I'm going to the midsummer party and...
But, Kate, are you saying...
I know, it's my turn. I promised to walk him instead of you, if you are busy one day. Please, be kind to your sister.
But, Kate, you can't go to your party this Saturday.
Why?
It's Julia's birthday, don't you remember?
Oh, yes. How could I forget? Julia is always complaining that she has her birthday party in July, when it's hot, and many of her friends are on holiday somewhere.
Yes, she always says that she envies her sister, our mum, who celebrates her birthday in winter, and there are always lots of guests at her parties.
Yeah, though Mum and Julia are sisters, they are as different as chalk and cheese. But anyway, we need to think about a present. Julia is a wonderful aunt. She always gives us great presents for our birthdays, and she always brings us lots of ice cream.
I suggest a bouquet of flowers and a cookery book. She's always loved yellow roses, hasn't she?
Well, I'm against the cookery book. Julia never cooks anyway. And as for flowers, it's too ordinary a present, I'm afraid. Everyone gives flowers when they don't want to think too much about the present. Do you remember? When we were small, we gave her a photo album with her and our photos. She was so glad to get it.
Right, but now she has all the photos in her phone. No need for albums of any sort.
You know, Alan, let's get a huge bouquet of yellow roses after all. I don't have any better ideas anyway.
OK, I agree. We'll buy the flowers on Saturday, right?
Right. I know a very good shop not far from here, right next to the sports centre. Do you have your karate classes this Saturday, by the way?
Yes, in the morning, and I can't skip it because we are getting ready for the tournament. Our team was invited to participate in the regional tournament along with the gymnastics team and the sports dancers.
Yeah, but don't boast too much.
I'm not boasting, but if I perform well, I'll probably get the blue karate belt.
I've never been able to understand why people enjoy aggressive sports like yours.
Martial arts are not aggressive, and I can say that I've never been able to understand your hobbies. 3 years ago, you were crazy about computer games. Last year, you wanted to learn how to do graffiti, and Dad had to repaint the garage and the house afterwards. And now the house is full of cactuses.
So what? Everyone likes my collection of cactuses. They are cute, and they don't do any harm.
But I stepped on one of your cute plants one day, remember? Mum even had to drive me to the doctor.
You know that Mum is a great worrier. She worries about us, as if we were her preschool students. No wonder. She's been working with small children for so many years. As for that cactus incident, it was your own fault. You were careless.
I don't think so.
Anyway, getting back to walking the dog on Saturday. As we are both going to Julia's birthday party, we need to ask someone to take care of him.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Would you walk the dog instead of me this Saturday, Alan? I'm going to the midsummer party and...
But, Kate, are you saying...
I know, it's my turn. I promised to walk him instead of you, if you are busy one day. Please, be kind to your sister.
But, Kate, you can't go to your party this Saturday.
Why?
It's Julia's birthday, don't you remember?
Oh, yes. How could I forget? Julia is always complaining that she has her birthday party in July, when it's hot, and many of her friends are on holiday somewhere.
Yes, she always says that she envies her sister, our mum, who celebrates her birthday in winter, and there are always lots of guests at her parties.
Yeah, though Mum and Julia are sisters, they are as different as chalk and cheese. But anyway, we need to think about a present. Julia is a wonderful aunt. She always gives us great presents for our birthdays, and she always brings us lots of ice cream.
I suggest a bouquet of flowers and a cookery book. She's always loved yellow roses, hasn't she?
Well, I'm against the cookery book. Julia never cooks anyway. And as for flowers, it's too ordinary a present, I'm afraid. Everyone gives flowers when they don't want to think too much about the present. Do you remember? When we were small, we gave her a photo album with her and our photos. She was so glad to get it.
Right, but now she has all the photos in her phone. No need for albums of any sort.
You know, Alan, let's get a huge bouquet of yellow roses after all. I don't have any better ideas anyway.
OK, I agree. We'll buy the flowers on Saturday, right?
Right. I know a very good shop not far from here, right next to the sports centre. Do you have your karate classes this Saturday, by the way?
Yes, in the morning, and I can't skip it because we are getting ready for the tournament. Our team was invited to participate in the regional tournament along with the gymnastics team and the sports dancers.
Yeah, but don't boast too much.
I'm not boasting, but if I perform well, I'll probably get the blue karate belt.
I've never been able to understand why people enjoy aggressive sports like yours.
Martial arts are not aggressive, and I can say that I've never been able to understand your hobbies. 3 years ago, you were crazy about computer games. Last year, you wanted to learn how to do graffiti, and Dad had to repaint the garage and the house afterwards. And now the house is full of cactuses.
So what? Everyone likes my collection of cactuses. They are cute, and they don't do any harm.
But I stepped on one of your cute plants one day, remember? Mum even had to drive me to the doctor.
You know that Mum is a great worrier. She worries about us, as if we were her preschool students. No wonder. She's been working with small children for so many years. As for that cactus incident, it was your own fault. You were careless.
I don't think so.
Anyway, getting back to walking the dog on Saturday. As we are both going to Julia's birthday party, we need to ask someone to take care of him.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.